This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is so not the week to be a school kid in the great state of New York. Third through eighth graders there are going to be chained to their desks taking state math tests. They did English language arts just a month ago. Tests that are aligned with the Common Core, the standardized curriculum that's been adopted by more than 40 states. But the core itself and the tests as well are increasingly under attack by everybody from teachers to politicians. This is, in New York, the second year of the tests, and Dan Bobkoff reports that some parents are so against them, they're having their kids just sit them out.
Last year, Amelia Costigan watched as her twin sons and their fourth grade classmates got ready for the new state tests and literally worried themselves sick.
My kids had trouble sleeping. Other kids had stomach aches. Their kids were going to the doctors. The doctors were saying it looked like it was stress from the test.
The tests were the definition of high stakes. They determined whether her sons advanced to the next grade or got into a top middle school. Test scores also played into teacher evaluations and school rankings. Costigan and the parents of eight other kids at her school decided they didn't want their kids to participate.
It was a hard decision that some of them had. They cried. They worried they weren't going to go to graduation. But in the end, all 10 kids did opt out.
Parents groups estimate about 1,000 kids in New York City won't be taking these Common Core assessments this year. Statewide, it's about 35,000. Those numbers are hard to verify and are a tiny fraction of the total number of kids sitting down for the math test this week. But opting out is the most drastic, invisible part of a growing protest movement in New York and nationwide.
Less testing,
more teaching.
Parents, teachers, and other critics have been holding rallies like this one in Lower Manhattan. Parent Andrea Mata comes to the mic.
We're here today to say not one more year. We do not want another year where the entire school year is taken up with test prep.
Liz Rosenberg says her fourth grade daughter wasn't scared of the tests at first.
She was super psyched to take it.
But Rosenberg was anything but psyched. Part of her objection is that the questions and answers are not released after the test, so it's hard for kids to know what they don't know. She convinced her daughter that the tests are a bad idea, so this year she's opting out.
It's important to stand up. It's important to talk back.
Many teachers and critics believe the math is confusing and the English questions are too hard. Fourth graders being asked to assess middle school level reading. It's the English test that turned Elizabeth Phillips into a critic. She's principal at PS 321 in Brooklyn. She's not anti-testing or even against the Common Core, but she says,
we felt that the questions did not actually assess whether children were reading with understanding, which we believe is very important to assess.
Phillips was also concerned that so much was riding on these tests. Like other critics, she held protests. And to some degree, it worked.
Up until really a few weeks ago, there was a lot at stake.
In the past few weeks, New York officials have been scrambling to lower the stakes. No longer will test scores go on students' permanent records, and they won't be used as the major determinant of whether kids go on to the next grade. Emily Weiss of the New York City Department of Education thinks that change will go a long way to placate many nervous parents.
Knowing that the state test will only be used as one of multiple factors has eased a lot of those concerns.
At some point, if too few students take the test, some schools could lose funds. That's still far off, but with opposition to the test mounting, New York's fight could be coming to a state near you. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.